It's 7 o'clock, we're gonna, 7:01. We're gonna call the meeting to order. Welcome everybody to the second meeting of March, our March 25th meeting. We have a fairly short agenda tonight, so maybe we'll be out of here before the birds go to bed tonight. But to start off, if you'd join us with the Pledge of Allegiance and stay standing for the invocation by Chaplain J. Leroy Davis.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray together. Father, we come to you this evening recognizing the gracious privilege that it is ours to be a citizen of this county, this commonwealth, this nation. We thank you, Lord, and give you praise for the blessings that's ours every day of our lives. This evening, Lord, we pray for wisdom and discernment for the members of this county Board of Supervisors as they sit, Lord, in authority over the affairs of the citizens of this county. Thank you, Lord, for having placed them in that position, for equipping them for the task. Thank you for all those in positions of government leadership in this county and for the services and the protection and the safety that they provide to the residents and to those who conduct their business. Thank you, Lord, for those who are in charge of our schools, our hospitals, police department, sheriff, fire department, and all those, Lord, who make sacrifices as first responders every day. So this evening, we recognize once again that these many blessings that we have come from your hand, and we give you thanks as we pray in your name. Amen.
Move adjourn.
All right, Mr. Manager, I believe we have some minutes for this evening.
We do, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I will request consideration for the February 26, 2008 regular meeting. These are corrected, which were distributed to you. Also, the March 11, 2008, both regular and special meeting minutes. The motion would be in order.
I read them over, and they're very complete. I appreciate that. Move approval of the minutes.
Second.
All of them.
Okay.
February 26th and the two for March 11th.
Okay, motion by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Donati. Any corrections, other corrections? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. Mr. Manager, do you have some comments this evening?
I have no comments this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, moving right along. Board members, any board member have any items they'd like to bring forward? Thank you. News media. We got news media.
They abandoned this tonight.
No news media.
Oh, we got one.
Who? Times Dispatch. Lisa, thank you for being here.
Okay.
You're going to cover a short meeting tonight. That moves us down then to public comments. I believe we do have somebody. Mr. Montgomery?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We have one individual who signed up to speak this evening. Of course, anyone in the audience may do so. The individual coming forward is Brian S. Montgomery. And I see Mr. Montgomery coming forward.
I have a microphone.
Yes, sir. Mr. Clerk, if you would provide the microphone to Mr. Montgomery as he comes. Chief Smith, if you would stay right there close by, sir.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is that right?
That's it.
There you go.
I'd like to thank the, there was a fire out at Hollybrook in St. George's Villa on the 29th of January, and the fire department was out there taking care of it for about 3.5 hours that night. There was a wood pile higher than the actual building for Hollybrook is, and the fire department was out there taking care of it for about 3.5 hours. And I just would like to thank the fire department, the police department, and the rescue squad from the county for being out there for us, taking care of it. And actually, they also had the pile of wood removed. I don't know if they charged the villa anything. I haven't been told that yet, but I just want to thank the county for taking care of it, thank the fire department, and thank everybody involved. Because it started at around 9:45, and they probably didn't leave until about 1:30 that morning. So I thought it was appropriate this evening to come and thank the county, thank everybody involved. That's all I have.
Well, thank you for being here to bring those thanks. You've got the right gentleman right here tonight. They appreciate the citizens' concern, and that's our task in life. And thank you for being here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
That is the only individual I had signed up this evening. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to make comments to the board on any item that is not on the agenda?
Okay. Seeing none, then Mr. Manager, we'll move down into the general agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. The first item is 89-08. This is an introduction of an ordinance. This is to amend and reordain subsection F of section 20-72 of the code titled Elderly or Permanently and Totally Disabled Persons, Affidavit or Written Statement. This is to extend the REAP deadline for the first-time applicants or in hardship cases from October 31st to December 31st of the taxable year. Mr. Batokas.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and Mr. Manager, this is an introduction of an ordinance that would be that would come back to you on April the 22nd. Advertisements on April the 8th and the 15th would be authorized. This paper was mentioned during budget hearings, and it represents a continued administrative enhancement to the REAP program. It would authorize first-time applicants or hardship cases to apply to up to December 31st of each taxable year and have the real estate taxes rolled back for the whole calendar year. At some point also after July the 1st, it is anticipated that a second paper would come forward which could increase or would increase the income parameter for REAP to $67,000, and that would become effective January of next year, which is the earliest that it could be.
It's currently, what, 62?
62. 62. But these benefits from the program occur during a fiscal year, do they not?
The cost for the program is on a fiscal year, yes, sir.
And so this would take them back to July 1 of the current year that they
actually apply. The benefit to the taxpayer take place on a calendar year. This goes back to January 1, sir.
And
in your budget, you give consideration on the fiscal year cost.
And this specific paper will allow us. There's a line in the sand on October the 31st.
Well, they will have paid their property taxes by December 31st, so are they entitled to a rebate?
Yes.
Okay. That's very good.
Yes, sir. It takes it all the way back to January 1 for consideration of whether they paid the tax or whether we reimburse.
There are a number of cases each year that arise where people are hospitalized and they miss a deadline for whatever reason. Those are referred to as hardship cases. In this case, with the continued popularity of the program, this would also allow for first-time filers to go to December 31st. That's what this paper will do.
Yeah, that's a great benefit. I mean,
excellent.
You can't be more liberal than that. Okay.
Move introduction.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Dye, second by Ms. O'Bannon, introduction of ordinance. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, no.
Item 90-08 is a resolution. This is authorization to apply for and accept the grant funding from the Department of Homeland Security. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, Chief Smith comes forward. This is a paper that I had previously mentioned to you. If you wish to approve this paper, I would suggest that you amend it from 25% to 20%.
Okay. How do we go about doing that?
Just
amend the paper. By your motion.
First, you amend the paper, and then you... Okay. I move we amend paper number 90-08 to read 20% instead of 25%.
Second.
All right. Motion to amend this paper by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Donati, change the percentage 25-20. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No. Now on the resolution itself.
And that change to 20% is air match, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you want to comment, Chief?
No, other than the fact that we're trying to get this money so that we can, as I've spoken to you before about our SCBA units, the self-contained breathing apparatus, we have to come up to 2007 standards, and this hopefully with this funding, we'll be able to completely overhaul our entire ALPAC assembly, which now numbers over 238, so we would like to see, hopefully we'll get this grant for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I move the amended resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Donati, we approve the amended resolution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And that is carried.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 98-08 is a resolution. This is authorization to apply for and accept grant funding from the United States Department of Transportation Hazardous Material Emergency Preparedness 08 grant program through the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. Chief Smith.
Yes. What we hope to do, this is a small grant, but what we hope to do with this grant is to offer an outreach seminar for the Michael County businesses. Hopefully to share some information on hazardous materials reporting requirements, what the duties of the fire marshal's office are, reference to the businesses in the county, and also some crime prevention tips in association with the police department, some emergency planning tips, and business continuity planning. So this is basically just something that we're going to offer to the Michael County business community.
This is a 20% match, too?
Well, it actually requires, it's a $2,000 grant that asks for, but that can be a soft match, such as we will provide the location, and that will satisfy that requirement.
All right. Any other questions for the chief?
No, I think it's excellent.
Move resolution.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Donati, second by Ms. O'Bannon. Approve the resolution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Resolution carried.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 92-08. This is an introduction of ordinance to amend and reordain section 17-63, titled Charges Generally, subsection B of section 17-65, titled Overdue Bills, Discontinuance of Service, subsection B of section 23-284, titled Overdue Bills, Discontinuance of Service, section 23-287, titled Customer Setup Charges, subsections B and C of section 2311 and 2312, titled Water Connection Fees and Sewer Connection Fees, respectively, and subsection A of section 23313 and 23314, titled Water Service and Volume Charges and Sewer Service Charges and Rates, respectively, of the Code of the County, all to change the county refuge collection fee and utility fee and charges, which, of course, were presented to you. This establishes your public hearing for April the 22nd.
That's part of the budget hearing?
Yes.
Just an introduction, right?
This is just the introduction.
I move the introduction.
Second.
Moved by introduction of the ordinance. Moved by Mr. Donati, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The introduction is approved.
Item 93-08 is a resolution for the acceptance of roads.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, sir. Members of the board, this is a board paper which would accept almost three-quarters of a mile of road into the county road system from four subdivisions in the county.
Kind of from Brooklyn, Varian, and Three Chops. Okay, is there a motion?
Move resolution.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Donati. Accept these roads. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. They are in the system. Okay.
Item 94-08, this is a resolution for the claim of the estate of Frederick Hicks. This is an item discussed with you in closed meeting. Approval of this paper would deny the claim, Mr. Chairman.
Move resolution.
Second.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Glover and second by Mr. Donati to approve the motion to deny the claim, right?
That's correct.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And that is approved.
Item 95-08 is a resolution. This is for settlement of Dorothy M. Martin versus Kimberly Cooper and the County of Enrico.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Ms. O'Bannon, second, I believe, by Mr. Glover, to approve this settlement. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And the next question, is there any other business?
No other items.
Nobody else?
Move or quit.
Well, I think we got to claim a new record here, this man. Anybody want to extend the meeting?
Okay. For the library.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for being here.